Hey everyone, this is Amy here with End of Effort, bringing you guys another Papa's Living Room. And I really want to come about this in a way where we're just engaging on our daily journey of knowing God, walking out the spiritual walk, and just sharing with you guys, you know, just my own journey and process of things that the Lord has been teaching me in hopes that it will confirm in you that you're right on time, right on track with what he's doing in your life as well. Because there are set principles, I guess you could say, or just milestones on the spiritual journey that really helps when people have gone ahead of you or are on their way, you know, and just needing that reassurance that they're okay. And so I really want to just bring that to you in these podcasts, and of course always bring some words from Papa, whether it's from the Papa's Living Room books or it's just a fresh direct word. It's all fresh because he's in the now, right? And today I'm going to read one from it's entry 97. Again, it's the one he whispered to me to release to you guys, so he knows you need it, apparently. That'll be right what you need and hitting your heart, and then I'll just kind of elaborate off of it, just expand around it, maybe some personal stories or just some additional examples to that. But let me know if these are encouraging you, and just send in tons of love your way in these. So let me start off here. And for those that have the Papa's Living Room book, this is out of volume one, and it's entry 97. Remember who you are. Papa says to you, joy, I am joyful over you. Yes, you caused me to celebrate. You may ask, what's there to celebrate over? Oh, my dear child, you only say and think that because you don't know who you are or even whose you are. Let me tell you that from the very beginning of creation, I had you on my mind. Your name, your makeup, your destiny, you are my one of a kind of you. Each person is an original, and I do not make duplications of them. You are my one and only you. I deem you so much more valuable than you often deem yourself. So where is the deficiency? Is it more or less just a lack of knowledge on your part of who you are and whose you are? Why, certainly this is the case. Look at the difference in the way people act when they know who they are and whose they are. Take a journey with me on a true discovery. I will uncover your lineage from a heavenly point of view. You do realize that is where you came from before you arrived on earth. Let me show you just who you belong to. You've been on earth for so long that you've become accustomed to the world and forgotten your truest identity. Soar with me. Let me remind you of the way of my kingdom so that you will know and remember that you came from royalty. So often my children don't even know what fully belongs to them. I want you to use everything I have given to you. I desire that you stand as my royal sons and daughters of kingdom love. Embrace who you really are. Do not live in a lie any longer. It's time for my people to arise, uncover their lights, and ride with me. Discover the gift I've put inside of you. Spend time with me, and I will show you and prompt you what to do with them. You are mine, beloved, and I long for your company. Yes, I, the King of all kings, long for you. What good father does not miss his children, even when they are absent for just a short while? You are a part of me, and I love you with an everlasting love. I will take care of you. Put your whole trust in me. I am the real thing, not a fairy tale. Who else made you in all of creation's beauty? Believe me. Come and receive your truest identity. Ah, don't you just love that? He just has such a way, such a heart, such a beautiful heart in drawing us in to recall with no strings attached who we are. And don't you find it that a lot of times, like just even reading the beginning of this entry where he says, joy, I am joyful over you. How many of us can fully receive that without, you know, shaking in our being or thinking, how could you possibly say that? I haven't answered the call, or I haven't done all the things I should do, or what I, you know, religion says I should do, as we run through this crazy analysis and checklist in our head in order to really believe he can be allowed to be joyful over us. I mean, where does that come from? It really shows, I guess you could say, the state we're in, whereas a little child would joyfully receive it with no problem. Think of little kids when you tell them, you look beautiful, or I love your smile. They just smile back and bounce off. Well, thank you, you know. And and so, oh, you know, it's, I think we get so used to the patterns and the programs in this life that dumb us down, so to speak, to fit us into a box we're really not designed for. And when we're royalty, and there's such an awakening taking place to this right now, which is just amazing. I know for especially all of us that have been raised in the church or religion, we've been told, we've quoted it ourselves, that we're royalty, that we're in him, he's in us. But how many of us have fully embraced and received that into our being and actually can acknowledge that and really walk it out and live it out? And I think it only comes through experiencing that, fully receiving it. That's why soaking is so good. And I know a lot of you know this, but, and your flesh and ego may fight you to keep you preoccupied and distracted, but if you can just choose to make a bold choice to just come, and even if it's 10 minutes, start building further that time of soaking with the Lord, because he will remind you who you are, and he'll either start a conversation that you can carry with him, or ask him to show you in your mind who you are, in your spirit's eye, who you really are, and he'll begin to expand on that, and you'll begin to see his expressions for you, and you'll never be the same. You know, once you begin to learn how to see him in the spirit and experience his kindness and his humor and his hugs, and just the personal walk that he's designed for you and you alone with him, you'll never be the same. People, you can't take experiences away from people. You know, it's like we can quote people, quote scriptures, all these different things to people, but when they've actually experienced him through a relational flow of this, it's, you're done, you're undone. It's like being in love, you know? You are in love, and nobody else can persuade you otherwise, right? So, yeah, you know, he so longs for us to really embrace his love for us, and I'm just excited about the time we are coming into. A lot has been getting deconstructed in us to make room for these greater expanded beliefs about who we really are, and these discoveries of who we really are, and so much old doctrine, man's doctrine, lies we've believed innocently are being removed to make way. Like, we've had all these veils, you know, Jesus tore the veil, but man put up from that time tons of little veils to keep us blinded or distracted from fully entering in. And remember what Jesus quoted to the Pharisees, you know, you stand at the gate and you block my people from coming in, and you won't even go in yourself. And so we have to be so mindful, and I know a lot of us are in these times, to really look at what we're believing. If it's a veil that religion has put up, you know, religious spirit, or it's a veil generationally, a mindset that our parents told us, or words are veils, you know, that keep us blocked from becoming who we fully are. And, you know, or even believing that you can't hear the Lord. That's another veil. It's a veil over your ears. It's a belief that, oh, I'm not good enough, or, oh, I can't hear the Lord. And, you know, whatever you believe, you receive. So I want to encourage you. It's as simple as this. Turn it around and tell yourself, I do hear the Lord. I have no problem hearing him. And I'm telling you, the moment you do that, it becomes so easy to hear him because you're acknowledging and entering through grace and faith. And your body follows suit. You begin to hear him. So, you know, for those of you that, you know, have often wondered, well, what does God sound like? Or how do I have a conversation with him? And, you know, he really loves to talk about just your journey and your growth and your development. He's a good father. And so what good father doesn't want to bring his children up and teach them how to do things? And, you know, he's not going to tell you the answers all the time. He's actually going to ask you a whole lot of questions to get you to think because it's part of your development. And, but yeah, he will give you answers, you know, when you're needing him, but he's always, one thing I've learned about him is that he is always after something deeper. A lot of us want to get out of our situations, our circumstances. you know, we're focused on survival, so we're distracted by the surface things and needing answers to pull us out of the pain. And, just as I was talking the other day, there is a difference between growing pain. There's two kinds of pain in life, right? You've got the growing pains, which is your development, and then there's the other pain, which is the message in it is a call to action, right? Call to change. You need to change something. This is causing pain to your body, or it's causing, you know, it's an alert. And so God wants us to engage him conversationally, right? As a good father, come to him. What do I do about this, Lord? What are you doing in me? Do I need to stay? Do I need to move? You know, what do I do about this? What are your thoughts about this? And if you're having a hard time stilling yourself with your mind, again, one of the best tools is to journal. You got to give your flesh something to do sometimes, so that your spirit man can just connect. And so it kind of helps distract your mind and your flesh, because your mind and your flesh have to focus on typing and recording and listening versus you're just kind of mindlessly wandering and having to combat off different things you got to get done for the day while you're trying to hear God and then trying to combat all the rejections flying up, right? Of, oh, this is ridiculous. Why is God going to talk to me? I don't even know if I can hear him right now. I'm too stressed. I'm in survival mode. And, you know, all these things going through your mind. And a lot of times it's good even just start the conversation out. Like, again, you guys always hear me talk about this, but go to your email, open up a blank email, and begin to just write to him. Tell him what you're going through. You know, begin to ask him questions, and you'll be amazed at just the natural flow of him responding back. Or if he's silent, dig deeper. Ask it in a different way. You know, he's doing something in you. So again, right, a lot of times he's after something deeper. And it seems to me, you know, we've been taught in the world's way, you know, arrival, when I arrive, when I get there, you know, we think of life as one big arrival, right? The climax, the arrival of my life, calling and destiny. Now I can be happy and fulfilled and, you know, from here on out. And really, life is full, as a lot of you guys know, of tons of arrivals and departures, arrivals and departures, arrivals and departures. This life is full of it, full of assignments, full of seasons. And, you know, God, it's all, I think, comes down to your willingness of how much you do want to develop, how much you do want to explore with the Lord and are open to allow him to bring things into your life, remove things out of your life, and continue to expand and grow. And it's amazing. It's like it is a marathon. It is like Green Beret training. It's, you know, according to your calling, of course, but and according to your hunger and your desire, you know, of the pace that you want to go. But arrivals and departures in your assignments. And so a lot of times in those assignments, they're layered. I've learned this about the Lord, and I'm sure you guys have too. We're so one, you know, one-minded focus. So we just think, oh, well, this is what this season is about. This is what this assignment's about. And we just think it's one thing. But with the Lord, he's such a genius. It's layered. He's going deep inside areas. He's either using the pressure in a certain season you're in to purge things. He's also allowing it to build you. So you're building your spiritual muscles, or you're building your character muscles, or you're, you know, something's being developed, something's being removed, somebody's being added to you, others are being pulled from you to make room for better. There's so much, and that's why it's so important that we remain flexible. And continue to see it all from a perspective that, like this Papa's Living Room said, he is so joyous over us, and he's constantly trying to expand us to realize who we really are. And but that comes through masks being removed, things that we have been holding on to that they're limiting us, really. That's the whole point. We hold on to things that are actually limiting us when God is trying to get us to see how much bigger we are. And we're on lockdown with a fist grip on things out of survival. And even that is a revealing of where our heart is and our trust is. And he's so gracious, you know. He just told me earlier today, he goes, you cannot out-grace me. Meaning, you know, my grace will never run dry, you know, for your development. If you have to learn things over and over and over again, he's so gracious. There's no disappointing him. There's no shame. This is you and you alone, just like how he said, you're my only you. And the same goes with your own journey, your own spiritual walk, how far you're advancing in that. It's about you and him. There is no comparison to anybody else's journey. Because I know a lot of us, we can feel rejected in ways or get distracted by others that are, maybe they're having more encounters than we are, or they're, you know, being caught up into the heavens, and they're just, you know, they're having these amazing dreams, or they're just going and living the dream in their calling. And we get so easily distracted. And, you know, we only see in part. We don't see all the things they're going through behind the scenes, or you know, what God's really after. We look at the fireworks and we think, wow, they've got it better than we do. Oh, I've got a long ways to go. And it's our skewed perception of what really matters to the Lord. And what matters to him more than anything is our daily connection, our daily walking out life in relationship with him, connecting over what we're learning and going through, walking through, inquiring of him, just communing, you know, in that relational flow. That's what he's after. You know, dreams, encounters, they're all great. They're tools, visions, they're all helpful tools, but they're never going to negate the development that's necessary in getting to know him and building that trust. Trust comes through your daily life journey with him, where you're overcoming things and you're seeing him come through for you in ways you could have never figured out or imagined, right? Learning to lay and down and surrender your own ways of figuring things out. And so, you know, again, always have your heart open to receive encounters, visions, and just having fun with no agenda. That's the thing, to have no agenda when you want him to show you things. And it, again, even that alone is a test of heart. If it's not happening for you and you're not, you know, Lord, why aren't you showing me these things? Why aren't I having encounters? A lot of the times he's asking you to test your own heart, if you have even a subconscious agenda, right, where you're wanting it so that you can boost your spiritual ego, or maybe you have something to brag about, or you have something to find a new spiritual identity in, or a new form of security in, versus simply trusting in your personal relationship with him. So it's amazing. And then once you let that go and you just enter in saying, I want to know you and just enjoy you, it opens right up for you. So, and he's so full of variety too. This is another thing. He won't let you get stagnant in a routine. If you're stuck in a routine, do something new and different with him. It's relationship. No, you know, relationships go dry and stale, don't they? If they just become routine and you're on maintenance mode. Something to think about. So anyway, you know, just some encouragement on this journey and just coming alongside, cheering you guys on, just sharing with you some of my struggles and thoughts and things I'm discovering about him along the way. But, you know, it's so my heart, you guys, to just share this kind of stuff with you. And I've so longed, you know, there's so many great messages out there and teachers and prophetic voices and all of that, but I so long to hear those that really can share from a place of their intimate walk with the Lord. And, you know, revelation is great. Revelation is awesome. And, but it's just, I'm thinking, man, I just so want to hear more of people sharing from their intimacy, sharing from their journey of the things that the Lord is teaching them. And so, that's my heart to share with you guys as well. So anyway, well, I hope this just blessed you today. You know, be encouraged, connecting with the Lord, and don't get caught up on, you know, whether you're spending enough time with him or not. It just, you know, time is irrelevant to the Lord. It's about heart connection. So even if it's just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just taking that initiation to turn your heart into him, he loves it. He is not tied to time. He is, his heart is fed by your love turning into him inside. So anyway, all right, you all. Well, I love you so much. Stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day. Take care. Feel free to comment below and let me know if you are enjoying these, and we'll talk soon. Bye.